Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. This week we are going to jump into episode 2 of the Big Fat Geeky News. If you missed last week's episode, go ahead and go back on your podcast network, wherever you download, whether it's iTunes or Google Podcasts. Go back and listen to episode 1. This week we're going to be doing a continuation on some of the subjects I talked about last week. We're going to elaborate more on James Gunn and his situation going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about Ruby Rose, and we have lots of other topics to get into. But first off, I want to thank you guys for downloading the podcast. And if you're already a subscriber, thank you so much. And if you're new to my podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button for me. When you hit that subscribe button, it's going to jump onto your device each and every single time I release a new episode. So once again, thank you guys so much. I want to continue doing this. So subscribing and giving me a rating on iTunes absolutely helps me out. So if you could do that for me, that would be great. So let's go ahead and jump right into the news. I want to elaborate more on James Gunn. Last week I talked about the director. James Gunn, of course, is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, the Volume 1 and Volume 2. And they're in the process of pre-production on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and which James Gunn wrote the script for, and he was set to also direct the movie. For those of you who maybe haven't heard or didn't listen to last week's podcast, James Gunn was fired from Disney for some inappropriate tweets that he put on Twitter about they were meant as jokes, but you don't joke around with this kind of stuff. He made some inappropriate comments about certain acts with children, and ultimately he lost his job over it. And last week I was saying, you know, he should have lost his job. I would have lost my job if I would have done the same thing. And as would anybody. If anybody in the world put that kind of stuff to bring some negative connotation to their place of employment, of course you should be fired. I mean, I completely agree with the firing, although I'm not devout of giving him a second chance. Maybe with another company. I would love to see Warner Brothers pick up James Gunn and give him another chance to make amends, I guess. Some new light came out on James Gunn today. Variety.com put out an article saying that James Gunn and his representatives had a meeting with studio chairman Alan Horn. And ultimately, after their meeting, it was decided and in indisputable decision that James Gunn will not return in any capacity working with Disney Studios or Marvel Studios in the future. What this means for James Gunn's career is uncertain at this point, but I really do hope that he lands on his feet, because I love him as a writer and a director. And I really hope that he's able to make movies again, and hopefully this all kind of blows over. But, you know, you end up making a joke like that, and it comes back to ruin your career, and it's not appropriate to do that. So if you're out there on social media just making these types of comments, get off social media. Nobody wants you on there. You're not funny. You're not making the world better by doing anything like that. You're doing it for enjoyment. You're doing it for self-satisfaction. And, you know, it's just not funny. Like, you know, I look on Twitter all the time and I see people responding, like, really negatively. And it's you're the ones ruining the world, you know, not anybody else. So keep your mouth shut and just move on. So, best of luck to James Gunn in the future. I do hope he finds work again, hopefully in the superhero genre. I'd love to see him come back and direct Green Lantern Corps, which we have a little bit more on Green Lantern Corps later in the show. There was some stuff that came out that I saw today that I want to talk about with Green Lantern. But first off, I want to kind of stay on the subject of harassment on Twitter. Ruby Rose, For those of you who didn't listen to my podcast last week, Ruby Rose was selected as the actress. She was cast to play the character Batwoman on the CW network. The CW, of course, has lots of shows from the DC Comics universe, like Arrow and The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl. And it was announced earlier in the summer that Kate Kane, Batwoman, would be joining this universe, and she would be making her appearance in the 4-episode crossover that these TV shows do every single year. So they have a big story arc in the middle of the season where they all get together and make a really cool story arc. So last year it was involved with Barry and Iris's wedding, and then an alternate universe where the Nazis won World War II. Their doppelgangers from that universe invaded their universe, and it was amazing. They called it Crisis on Earth X, which is a really cool title. So, anyway, they're supposed to be introducing Batwoman into this universe, and I'm really excited about it, and I was really excited about the casting, because I thought they did a fantastic job with the casting. Ruby Rose looks the part. I think she can play the part, because if you've seen Kate Kane in any type of media, you can make Ruby Rose look like that. I thought they did amazing casting. You know, people give her crap about being a bad actress. Well, if she was a bad actress, she wouldn't be getting all these roles. And she's been an actress for a long time in Australia, and she came over, did the Orange is the New Black, and then just kept getting roles from there, and this is a role of a lifetime for her. The news this week, though, after I released my podcast last week, is that Ruby Rose quit social media. She quit Twitter, she quit her Instagram, she quit all social media because people out there are just harassing her online for this casting. Listen, she's an actress and she got a job. She auditioned for the job and she got the job. But people think they have an opinion, you know, before the end product is even released, and that's what pisses me off the most about, you know, comic book fans who think they're comic book fans. I'll tell you right now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in disagreement with the Ruby Rose casting, I'm okay with you not following my podcast, because you're one of those people that are just ruining this type of medium for everybody. And I'm kind of tired of it, to be honest with you. So, Ruby Rose, if you ever hear this podcast, which I doubt you ever will, because I'm, you know, maybe someday you will. But Ruby Rose, I 100% support you, and I hope you all the best. And I'm definitely going to be watching when you put on the cowl for the first time and become Batwoman on screen. I'm going to be there to watch, and I will be extremely proud. So, continue doing what you're doing. Please come back to social media, so that the fans who adore you and the fans that want to interact with you and tell you how great of a job you're doing can do that. So that's just my take on that. If you disagree with me, let me know. I'm open to having a friendly debate anytime, anywhere. So please reach out to me on Twitter at FatGeekyReviews, or leave a comment on my podcast. But that's enough about that. Let's move on. I got one more kind of sour topic, and then we're going to move on to the fun stuff, I swear. But we have to touch on this because it's along the same lines as the stuff with James Gunn and Ruby Rose. So, obviously on the CW, there's another show, The Flash. The Flash is played by a guy named Grant Gustin. And during this last week, there was a leaked picture that came out where Grant Gustin was in a new Flash suit. So a different suit than he's been wearing for the last, you know, 4 seasons or 5 seasons or however long he's been wearing it. And man, did Twitter explode. I follow every type of comic book media on my Twitter account, at FatGeekyReviews. I follow everybody. And wow, what a backlash. But Grant Gustin, man, I gotta tell you, he took it like a pro. He's skinny. Get over it. Like, wait until the end product is on the screen. There's a lot of post-production. There's a lot of lighting. You can't base on a cell phone picture of a suit when you haven't seen it in live action. It just doesn't work. Listen, Grant Gustin's been the same size throughout the entire show, and nobody's, at least, maybe some people have a problem with the show, I don't know. But a lot of people who are actually fans of this genre love the show. That's why it's been on for 5 seasons and nobody else is complaining. So you change a few things about the suit and all of a sudden there's an uproar on social media. And he just starts getting harassed of how skinny he looks, how he looks anorexic, he needs to eat a cheeseburger. Listen, he responded like a pro. And Grant Gustin, I'm proud of you. He said that he knows he's skinny, he knows why he's skinny. He just doesn't put on weight, he tries to. But ultimately, at the end of the day, he is who he is, and he's happy with himself. So, Grant Gustin, man, good for you. I can't wait to see The Flash this season. I think it's going to be an amazing season. They've teased a bunch of really cool stuff for the upcoming season, so it's going to come out in October. I just can't wait. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to see the new suit in live action. They ended up actually releasing a promo image of the suit, and it looks just fine. They took out the chin strap, which I guess people had a problem with. I never had a problem with it, but Grant Gustin even said that his head mobility was restricted by the chin strap, so now he's going to have full head mobility in this new suit, which is going to be really cool. Gives him more depth as an actor, able to do more things. And then they took out all the leather, made it more of a fabric, spandex type of thing, so trying to make it more like the actual suit in the comics. So I really enjoy that, and I hope that Grant Gustin kills it this season. So now let's get into some fun stuff. We're going to step away from the superhero media for a second. We're going to talk about Star Trek. Yes, I am a Trekkie. Yes, get over it. Yes, shut up. Star Trek Discovery on the CBS All Access app is a show that I personally have not seen yet. I am a Trekkie, but I'm not willing at this point to download an app just for one show that I'm going to watch. So, but at some point I will watch it, and I will dive into it because I am a huge Star Trek fan. But they have casted a actor to play Spock in season 2 of Star Trek Discovery. So they're bringing back Spock, who has been pretty much in every single Star Trek thing. Of course, the original Star Trek actor Leonard Nimoy has passed away. And Zachary Quinto did an amazing job in the movies. But they have casted the actor Ethan Peck to play Spock in the second season of Star Trek Discovery. It was really cool. On social media, he put a picture. He actually went and visited the Nimoy family, and there's a picture of all the Nimoy family and Ethan Peck doing the sign of the Vulcan together, and it's really, really cool. So best of luck to Ethan Peck. I hope he does well. I know some other Star Trek news that's going on. Chris Pine, who plays Captain James T. Kirk, and Chris Hemsworth, who you know as Thor, was in the very first Star Trek movie. He played the dad. He played James T. Kirk's dad, and he was supposed to make another appearance in this Star Trek 4 movie, and both Chris's have bowed out for now due to money issues. So they think they should be paid more than what they're getting offered, which is it's fair. You play Thor and you're in Wonder Woman, you're big movie stars, you're used to getting paid a certain wage and you want to continue getting paid that wage. But from what I know of, from what I've read in articles and stuff like that, it seems like the studio has given the Star Trek movie franchise a lower budget based on the box office, sales for the most recent Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond. So they kind of lowered the budget a little bit. Of course, when you lower a budget, what's the most controllable expense that you could ever have in a company? Payroll. Payroll is your number one controllable expense. So they're going to drop, of course, the payroll. And so for right now, Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth are out of the Star Trek's franchise for this episode 4 of the franchise. So hopefully they get it back on track. Hopefully they can come to a deal and we won't have to see new characters. Of course, they're going to have to recast Anton Chekhov because, of course, the actor who played him in the first 3 movies unfortunately passed away due to a freak accident where he was pinned by his Hummer, faulty emergency brake, and rolled downhill and pinned him, and he passed away. So maybe we'll see a new Chekhov, maybe we won't, but if a Star Trek 4 movie comes out, of course I'm all in. So congratulations to Ethan Peck playing Spock, and I hope that Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth are able to figure it out and we're able to get a good Star Trek movie in the future. Moving on from there, let's track back into the CW realm. We're going to talk about the show Arrow. Stephen Amell put out a little video on Twitter. He looked like he'd been put through the ringer. And he said that through the first 4 episodes, it has been more physically taxing for him than the first 6 seasons put together. So basically, it looks like we're in for a lot of action for Arrow. And, of course, Arrow is one of my favorite shows, and I love where they're going with it. I know that Stephen Amell has been trying really, really hard to grow a goatee so he's more like Oliver Queen in the comics, which is, you know, kudos to him, because he once said a couple years ago that he was never going to grow a goatee, and now he's really, really trying. He wants to at least have that goatee for the fans who have supported him for the past 7 seasons. So, good job, Stephen Amell, and I can't wait to see the new season. Moving on to another station, we're going to head over to Fox and talk a little bit about Gotham. Gotham is, of course, going into season 5 this year, and not a huge, huge fan of Gotham, even though I'm a huge Batman fan. But I still watch it because it's still comic book related. But they've kind of teased who the villain might be in season 5. So they're looking for a character to play, they're looking for an actor to play a character named Eduardo Durance. How they describe Eduardo Durance really is similar to a character in the comics named Edmund Durance, who is the character Kingsnake. And Kingsnake is, in the comics, the father of the Batman villain, Bane. So those of you who are maybe casual comic book fans that have seen The Dark Knight Rises might recognize the name Bane. Bane, of course, was in that movie. It was a different version of Bane than you would see in the comics. Bane in the comics is a South American, basically kind of guerrilla fighter. He's like a drug runner, guerrilla fighter, and he injects himself with a chemical called Venom. And Venom, you know, boosts up his muscles and makes him really, really strong, stronger than Batman could handle. And at one point in the comics, of course, and in the movie Dark Knight Rises, Bane broke Bat's back. So, looking forward to Gotham this season to see if Kingsnake is going to be the main villain. If Kingsnake is the main villain, I'm in. I mean, I'll watch it. So, can't wait to see who's going to play Eduardo Durance. Or maybe it's Edmund Durance. Or maybe they're related. I don't know. We'll find out. Let's go ahead and jump into some movie news with Marvel. Tom Holland, yesterday or the day before, a couple days ago, released a little video on Instagram or Twitter or something where he was talking to the camera and saying that he always does all of his own stunts, and he doesn't even have a stunt double. He's proud of doing his own stunts. And meanwhile, in the background the background of the shot, you see a guy dressed in the same shirt that he's wearing, and he's hooked up to harnesses and cables and stuff like that. And then you just see this big flow of water come in and take the guy out. And Tom Holland turns around and he's like, "Hey, where'd he go? That was weird." And then he cuts out the video. And a lot of comic book fans are out there debating on what that wall of water was. Like, why would Tom Holland's been the one really kind of teasing everything for this new movie. And he's the one that teased the title. It's called Spider-Man Far From Home. He's teased that it's being filmed in France, in Paris. So, you know, this big wall of water comes and takes out the stunt double of Peter Parker. And so a lot of comic book fans are out there throwing their theories out there. And the theory that I've seen the most, and actually the theory I agree with, is that Hydro Man might be in this movie. Now, Hydro Man is a character that has not yet been done in live action. Hydro Man is a character that can turn himself into water, and he goes through drains and stuff like that. But he's basically living water, and he's one of Spider-Man's greatest villains. And you know, if Hydro Man's gonna be in Spider-Man Far From Home, you know, I'm in. I was a huge fan of the first Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland. It'd be cool to see Spider-Man fight Hydro Man. So that's really cool. The last bit of news this week that I have just came out today. I saw an article today where there's a certain person out there who is being considered for the role of Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern Corps movie. And a lot of people speculate because I guess one of the executive producers is a frequent collaborator with this actor. And so that actor is none other than Tom Cruise. And I started to think about this. Tom Cruise is Hal Jordan. If you make him older Hal Jordan, and you're trying to introduce newer Green Lantern characters, then this absolutely makes perfect sense to me. You can introduce the characters of Jon Stewart, Green Lantern. You can introduce Kyle Rayner. You can introduce Guy Gardner. You can introduce Simon Baez. You can introduce these characters in the Green Lantern Corps. But from all indications, it might look like that Geoff Johns' script of this movie is looking more like a buddy cop movie with Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart. But it would make sense if Hal Jordan is the seasoned veteran Green Lantern and Jon Stewart's the new up-and-comer, almost like a Men in Black type of scenario. Now that I think about it, that'd be really cool for a Green Lantern movie if they take the makeup of a Men in Black or Beverly Hills Cop or something like that. You know, I really like that idea. I think that would be really cool. Like Lethal Weapon in space. That'd be cool. You know, Beverly Hills Cop in space. Or, Cop Out in space. That'd be cool. I dig it. If Tom Cruise is cast, the news I read is that I guess in the script, you know, spoilers, and it could not be a spoiler, but I guess the original script had Hal Jordan dying at the end of the movie, you know, which would make sense if he's a seasoned Green Lantern, and then Hal Jordan does die in the comics at one certain point. Not that we'll get into that right now, Tom Cruise maybe don't want to keep going with this. So, I think from what I read today, Tom Cruise's only issue with the script is that Hal Jordan dies. And so, you know, I guess he's agreed to, play Hal Jordan Green Lantern, if he doesn't die. So, it'd be really cool to see, what they do with Green Lantern Corps. They teased it a little bit, of course, in Justice League. So, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, bring it on. Let me know what you think, though. Let me know in the comments. Do you think Tom Cruise would be a good idea for an older Hal Jordan? You know, let me know. Let me know on Twitter at FatGeekyReviews, or let me know in the comments of this podcast. That's it for the big, fat, geeky news this week. And once again, to those who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, I want to thank you. Shout out to Lauren and Kurt for sending their support my way. I really appreciate it. If you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews to become a monthly supporter. For only 99 cents a month, you can help support my show. Get me you know, drive me to create more content for you guys. I love doing this. It's such a great hobby for me. It's such a good outlet for what I normally do. I'm stuck in an office all day generally, so I don't get to talk to people about the stuff that I love, which is the comic book media and the geek universe out there. So once again, my name is Brendan. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast today. Check out my YouTube video, Fat Geeky Reviews, on YouTube. And check out my Twitter account, at Fat Geeky Reviews. I'm also on Facebook, at Fat Geeky Reviews. Check me out there as well. Give me a like, give me a share, give me a subscribe, give me 5 stars. If you want to hear more, let me know. Reach out to me. I really appreciate it. That's it for the show, and that's it for the geek.